There's a cynical part of you that just, like, the red flags go off with a couple lines.
Yeah, we've talked about a couple of those.
But then which one?
What was the one?
That's exactly what.
That would make meal times awkward. Yeah.
But then I think back to, you know, moments when I've been in, you know, and I've said things way, way crazier than that. You know, so it's all relative. You know, there was a little bit of chagrin when I realized I was going to do that on camera, but I think a bit of pride too, you know, I don't know.
But it's very hard to. But when you're sitting in the dark of a theater watching that stuff as an audience member, do you think, that is stirring? At the time when I was saying it, felt like a bit of a, but watching it 60 feet high, it's awesome. Do you have that?
I mean, I couldn't look during that part. Oh my God.
I remember when interviewing Will Smith for I Am Legend, and he was with the German Shepherd. He said he became so attached to that dog because he was on it with.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you spent a lot of time with it. What was your, are you a big animal lover, and did you have a similar experience with the dog Zeus?
We went through so much, man, me and that dog, me and Rowdy. And it was amazing because the first time I met him, I wasn't even really allowed to engage him because the dog loses respect for you, wow. You know, if you do that. So we had this like roller coaster relationship. Yeah. We went from me paying virtually no attention to him to him sort of being interested. Finally, I was able to sort of engage him. We became like best friends, and we had a great working relationship. Best actor on the set. Super, super talented. Grew very attached to the dog. Yeah.
Moving on to the more military aspect of the movie, what kind of training did you do to keep up your role to be a Marine or an astronaut, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, all kinds of stuff. On the, as the first and foremost, I wanted to just spend as much time around Marines and, the troops as possible. So I was able to go to Camp Pendleton early on with Scott and sort of just hang out with them and see what it was like. There were striking differences between the way that they were and I was. So I was able to look at that early on. And then physically, there was a lot to be done. That was the hardest part about this, was the physical transformation.
Did you keep any of that physical training stuff?
I mean, the principles I learned, absolutely. I carry them with me, and I still try to apply them on a lot less rigorous agenda.
What was the most striking aspect of talking to those Marines? Something that really stuck with you?
There's an element, coming into that first talk with the Marines, it goes unsaid, but in the room there's a palpable, I give it off, but there's, we want, you know, we'll never truly understand what it was like. And I think that everyone in the room is aware of that. But at the same time, after a couple hours with them, Scott was able to communicate just how much we cared and that we wanted to have the most accurate portrayal. And it gave them, it took a while, but finally they opened up and saw that really the more honest that they were, the more that they could give us. That's what we really cherished. And we wanted so hard to be able to give an accurate portrayal. And watching them open up and sort of blossom in front of our eyes and be able to tell these stories or recount, you know, it was the most powerful moment. And it was on the first day. I mean, that was the first day me and Scott had hung out at all. Mm. And that was the biggest part, I think.
What were the differences that you noticed? You mentioned the differences.
I mean, at first, I walked into a room full of Marines, and these guys stand like, you know, like striking physical differences. A lot of them were my height, you know, my build, but just they looked like superheroes. You know? In my eyes, at least, I was looking at real life heroes, and I'm a musical theater geek walking in there, and I knew there was so much work to be done. It was overwhelming at that point. I'm just kind of, how am I going to do this? But every time I get really scared like that, that's a sign I'm on the right track. Mm-hmm. So.
I have a two-part question in relation to the relationship.
Yeah.
How do you build a romantic relationship, and this is a question for both of you, in a movie where I think it's like an hour in before you can get the first kiss, and then how do you keep from laughing when you get hosed down for the for the first sex scene? Because there's a kind of, you know, there's a cliche involved in that, and there's kind of a playful nature to the way that Scott Hicks... does the sex scenes in this. So I'm curious about the serious part and then the kind of playful part.
Like what it was like to.
In other words, how do you build a romance where you have to wait for an hour before you even get your first kiss?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, when I first met Zach, I mean, we kind of really got along from the very first moment I auditioned for the movie with him. And I think that sort of experience of working together and feeling really comfortable on set sort of ended up carrying through the. Mm. Carrying through working together, and it was just fun, you know. We didn't really, our characters didn't really come together, I guess, until more midway through the
film. Probably maybe an hour in, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we had, during that entire time of shooting, we're sort of developing a friendship, I guess.
And you felt the same way in terms of that period of.
Completely, yeah. I looked forward to those scenes, and in this one, they get romantic scenes get built up because they're. There's something that's coming up. They're always looming, it seems like. And mm-hmm. there's other people don't want to talk about them because it's
oh, yeah.
somehow it's got this weird, awkward perception. But once you get there, if you're with somebody that you really trust, you know, I thought it was one of the easiest days.
Easiest days.
Was the love scene scripted or did you just go for it?
well put.
Yeah, it was a little of both.
Yeah.
I mean, parts of it, I mean, Scott, I mean, you have to be in the right spot for the camera to, you know, to be able to get there. We rehearsed it and sort of, Scott gave us one, he said, do what you would do.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And we like.
That's kind of awkward.
And then after
you
did
both
that,
felt embarrassed and fell asleep? I mean, no.
No. You said it was cliche, but I think that's because it's so dang good. Like, they're right. Those cliches are right. So we're fitting into one of those and making it real is. Fucking romantic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was either one of you familiar with this book before you were involved with this project?
I hadn't read the book. I knew of the book, and I know of Nicholas Sparks' work very, very well, and I'm a fan of his films and his books. But I hadn't read this particular one.
But others.
Yeah.
I was aware
of Nick and some and his books, but I was not aware of this.
Okay. Well, I mean, as a follow-up, Mr. Sparks is one of the few authors where in Hollywood the name is a brand. Like, I mean, other than him or Stephen King and Stephanie Meyer, maybe. I mean, what did it feel like to sign on board for that Nicholas Sparks universe of heightened emotion and tragedy and confusion and sex while you're wet and only while you're wet? I mean, what was it like joining the Sparksiverse?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was awesome.
I was totally thrilled. Wow. I was so great. I mean, it was such an exciting opportunity for me to get a chance to play this part and work with Scott and Zach and this whole team. So I was thrilled.
Nick creates such grounded characters, you know, and there's everything is set completely and totally in reality. It's, you know, there's nothing that's, I mean, it's heightened, but all for a purpose, you know, and so I thought it was very fun.
Look, Taylor, how seriously do you take the dishwashing scene?
Well, I mean, there wasn't a lot of acting involved. Yeah. I mean, to lift the things that he was lifting, and I just watched him. So, it's fun.
And on a serious side, was an important part of this character to you to show women that they can stand up to bullies like the ex-husband character?
Mm. Well, I think what I so connected to in Beth was that she had all these obstacles to overcome, and there was so much baggage, and she'd lived so much life. She had a child, and she had this ex-husband, and even for her, there still was this possibility of true love, and she had sort of given up on it, but it's not too late, even for her. She'd kind of been resigned and to not finding it, and she did, despite all of the everything that was going on in her life. So if someone, if that's inspiring to someone to sort of move past something in their life that's not working, I would.
Well, I was thinking even without the romance with Zach's character, the scene where she drops the son off and threatens the ex-husband to take her to court, to stop buying into that sort of abusive dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
That scene alone could show people they have more options.
I would be honored. I would be really honored if it inspired somebody to kind of stand up for themselves and honor their worth.
Zach, you've moved on from obviously the High School Musical and have gone on to become a serious actor, and even Nicholas Sparks had touched on that and a couple of other ones, how your progression. Can you just talk a little bit on your progression as taking on these serious roles and how you've made the adjustment to them and any other ones that you have coming up?
I mean, it's been incredibly fun and educational, and it's I set out very early on. I look back when I said that I was going to do this ages ago, and I was just young, I didn't know what I was getting into. And I think that it's proven to be everything I dreamed it would be, you know. And it's been, yeah, it's been great. But it's very different. If you would ask me, you know, when I was auditioning for High School Musical, if I ever thought I was going to play a Marine.
No. So the musical thing is completely a thing of the past now. It seems like you were almost reserved.
No.
Were even dancing with the kid in this movie. You almost wanted to really break out with him, and then you
you can't stop. Don't put music on.
You still got it.
I don't think the music thing's done.
Yeah.
By any means, I would love to do it again, mm-hmm. but. It's finding the right thing, mm-hmm. you know.
And not doing it every time.
Do it every time. Yeah. Who wants to see that?
Right. What about real genres you haven't tried yet? Like, would you like to do action movies?
No. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you thought about, like, what kind of hero role have you gone out for them?
I don't know. I was amazed. I really liked Chronicle. I thought that was a very, very cool movie. You know, I'm not sure. I don't know, but something's different. Something with a cool director. Once again, I think it just comes down to great material and a great director at the helm. And anything with that combo is gonna be interesting to me. I'll take a look.
Zach, when your character has a lot of interaction with the ex-husband, and it seems he's very violent and trying to egg you on. You're always so controlled and like calm and all that. You're like feel like, God, he's a Marine, just punch him, you know, like.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Logan, this whole time is like controlling. Okay, he has a lot of self control, but the whole time he's a weapon. You know, he could break out at any time. I thought that was kind of cool. He's like one of those characters you don't know as a samurai that's just kind of cruising.
That's
like Jason Bourne.
We thought of Jason Bourne for a minute. All that training suddenly came into play.
It was fun.
How many takes did that take? To not lose the gun when you like.
Oh, that didn't take takes. I made sure I knew that one before I showed if that was gonna mess up the scene, I didn't want that to happen. So I had that down pretty much by the time we got there. But there were a lot of rehearsal beforehand with Master Sergeant and everybody.
Ms. Schilling, I'm curious about a river rescue scene. I mean, is that shot on set? Is it shot out in a location? Are you freezing to death? Are you dying of pneumonia? Are you saying, please, dear God, Mr. Hicks, don't ask for one more goddamn take, I'll kill you? I mean, that had to be an arduous hypothermia kind of day, but I'm just curious about your recollections.
Wait, what scene are you talking about?
The river rescue.
The river rescue.
Oh, the river rescue.
Well,
oh,
they actually had it. That was a really intense day. But I have to say, all I had to do was stand on the riverbank and, you know, scream. But they actually had to like be in wetsuits and with scuba divers and all sorts of really.
So it was a real river.
It was a real river, and I'd never experienced anything like that. And there were rain machines and things churning to make the water, you know, churn and. Lot and
sharks and shit.
They brought in alligators. They had like pulleys attached to them and things like that. So I feel like I actually had it kind of easy in that scene. I just had to run and stay on the riverbank. But it was very cold.
It was freezing.
It was very cold.
It was freezing. I'll never forget. It looks cool, but it's so short.
I know.
We were there for so long.
We were there for a really long, long time.
It was cold, man. It was cold. We had suits with hot water being pumped into them.
Right.
Wow.
And we were still just freezing.
I know, a hot tub to sit in because everybody was so wet.
Yeah.
Wow. Zach, when you read the script, you were aware that it was going to be like the next step to be officially a grown-up. You now it's not only teenagers but adult women that you're gonna have as a fan.
Yeah, all of us are growing up. It's crazy. But I definitely took that into account, you know, and I looked at, you know, that Logan is a character that has you know, he's a real hero. He's got a lot of integrity, and he makes. I was sort of reading him, and he was a guy that makes choices that I hope I would make, in if I was put in his circumstances. You know.
Did you feel a lot of pressure with this film?
Feel a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I feel pressure with everything.
Even the paper boy coming up with Lee Daniels.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, if it doesn't scare you, if you don't feel like it's, you know, that's why I love what we do. You know, everything is, it's heightened, and it makes your spine tingle when you find. That's why I was so scared when I read the script for The Lucky One, because I was like, dude, I like this. Mm-hmm. I like this, and it's going to be real hard, and you have a big chance to fail here, and that's what. You know.
Was the piano playing in the script? Did they add that because of you?
That was there.
I have one last question, and it's, you know, this is definitely the movie that I think people will look and see. This is when he grew up.
Oh, cool.
Is there a quality that you want to keep with you, no matter how your career evolves, from the young you?
I think just.
As an actor.
I think always just heart and integrity, you know, and everything. That's the best part about Logan, is he never takes the easy road. You know, mm-hmm. he never wants. Even though it's going to be harder for him, he makes the right choice always. Yeah. You know, the right choice. I think that's really hard to do. I'd like to have that in every character I play, until he's a bad guy.
Just quickly, what are each of you working on next?
I just finished Argo with Ben Affleck. I'm playing his wife in this new movie he's directing.
Mm-hmm. Is there a special feature for anybody?
What?
A Zeus?
Is there a Zeus? Or other dog?
Like getting a dog?
Getting a dog?
I can't wait till I can get a dog. I have to be in one place though for longer before.
I need to be a better person.
What does that mean?
I think it's just hard to be a dog. For me, it's not just, you're not just getting a dog, and I couldn't leave him at home. So I'm looking for like a life partner.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready for emotionally mature enough.
Thank you.
Next project for Paperboy?
I finished a movie called Paperboy. Oh, Lee Daniels directed it. Got a cool, great cast.
Matthew McConaughey,
Nicole Kidman, Macy Gray, John Cusack.
Wow.
Awesome. I ran into Macy Gray at dinner last night.
You did?
Ran there. I was like, Macy.
Her hair. She's got that big.
She's got, yeah. It's on fire right now.